We're raring to go this morning, so we don't want to hold anybody up. Okay? So we're just going to share a scripture here and have a call to worship, and then we'll get into what the Lord has for us today. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm reading from Ephesians, the second chapter. And beginning with verse 39, it says, "Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God." That's who we are, folks. We're gathered here together as the household of God. "Having been built on the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone." He's the rock on which we stand. "In whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." That's what we're doing today. We're meeting as a family. We're going to enjoy ourselves as a family. And then we're going to eat afterwards as a family. Okay? So let's just get to it. Father, we just praise you and thank you for this opportunity we have today. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to be a part of the family of God. It's a precious thing. We look forward to what our brothers and sisters from Campbellsville University are going to share with us. And Father, we just praise you and thank you that you will accomplish all the purposes that you have at this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. This is Aaron Neal, and he's a leader of the team here from Campbellsville, and he's going to introduce everybody else somewhere along the way.
Again, good morning. We are super excited to be here with you guys. I know for me, I enjoy being here because I live about 5 minutes down the road, so I got to sleep in a little bit this morning. So thank you for that. Them not so much, but it's okay. Either way, we are super excited to be here with you guys. Again, my name is Aaron, and I work at Campbellsville. I'm one of the team leaders. We have about 7 teams in our program, and all of them are out this morning. We have about 12 different services going on this morning, so all of our students are busy. And so I'm going to let them, along the way, introduce themselves. As they come and do their different parts, I'll let them introduce themselves because they know themselves a lot more than I know them. And so again, just thank you so much. I'm going to invite the worship team to come on up, and I'll let them introduce themselves, and we'll get started.
My name's Jaleel Cowan. I'm a theater major, and I'm from Campbellsville. I'm a sophomore.
My name is Kevin Day. I am a junior. I'm a worship arts major at Campbellsville. I'm from Central Florida.
My name is Madison, and I'm a freshman at Campbellsville, and I'm from Danville, so I'm right down the road, too.
And if you guys don't mind standing up with us for worship.
At the sound mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the works of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I'll worship Your holy name. Sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I'll worship Your holy name. You're rich in love and You're slow to anger. Your name is great and Your heart is kind. For all Your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. Worship Your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 1,000 years and then forevermore, forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated for a moment. We're going to look at the some of our announcements, and I guess we're not going to read everything that's in here for sure. Okay. Don't forget that after the morning worship this morning, we're going to have a pot lunch over there and in the big great room, and everyone's invited to come and stay. We're going to have soup and sandwiches and some goodies, and we're looking forward to that just as a time of fellowship with these young people. Let's see, we've got Sunday, April 7th, has been designated Go Blue for Kids. We are asking everyone to wear blue on that Sunday to show support. It does not have to be Kentucky blue, but it's allowed. Okay. And then we've got things coming up. Wednesday night Bible study. I believe, Vance, you're going to be doing that, and you're in 1 Peter. Okay, and other things, Jeremiah is going to be with us next week on April the 7th, and let's see, I guess the rest of those things are on out there. Isn't that right? Yeah, okay. What? Oh, Adina's having a fit. Well, that's all right. We can live with that. Are there any other announcements that need to be made before we do anything here? Anybody? Okay, what about, do we have birthdays and anniversaries? Oh, we do. I guess we could have done that later, but we'll do it now. Oh, Rachel Miller, okay, Monday the 1st. And is that, Thursday the 4th, Tommy Dean and Sonia Shannon, okay. My. We're going to try to find out how old Tommy is. Okay, is that it? Anniversaries we have? Oh, okay. All right. Is that it? Okay. All right. Well, praise the Lord. We're going to just take a moment to pray. We know that there are people in our congregation who, in our family here, that need prayer, and we're going to keep them covered. We just want to bless the Lord above all. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Okay, but we want to go to him in prayer and just request from our hearts now, just a little bit for prayer, and we're just going to go from here. So if you feel led to pray for some situation or whether, later on maybe we're going to have Dave Hack do a little report on what's going on out here, but we'll just get to the prayer here. So just please speak out if you have a prayer that you want to pray during this time, and we'll just agree with you, and we'll just take this opportunity. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we want to lift up Brenda and George Morris.
Yes.
Father, there's a battle that's going on right now. Father, we curse that cancer that's taking charge of her body. We demand it to begin to wither and die like you.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
And the fig tree withered and died. We ask that you would curse that cancer in her body, and we pronounce a curse upon it in the name.
Yes.
And Lord, we loose your healing hand to her, and a miracle would transpire, and the glory of God would be around about her and fall upon her in a mighty way. In the precious name of
Jesus,
we loose a miracle. And we pray,
yes.
God, you said, whatsoever we loose in heaven, whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So, Father, we loose a miracle for her, that your hand would touch her in a very mighty way. And Father, bring comfort, healing, and peace to the storm that's raging in their lives right now. In Jesus' name.
We ask you to strengthen George, who
is
during this time, Father, so that he can be a strength to her.
Yes.
Father, we know what a difficult time it is for both of them. And we thank you, Father, your compassion and mercy is extended to them.
Helping hand.
Well, Father, we just praise you and thank you that you know everything that we don't know. And Father, that you have our answers for us even before we ask. And so, Lord, we just praise you and thank you that we are all in good hands. And Father, we praise you and thank you that you're such a wonderful, kind, merciful, loving Father to us all. And we bless your name now in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you all don't mind standing up for worship.
My name is, y'all can be seated.
So, for starters, my name is Ashley Goodnight. I am a senior at Campbellsville University. I am a double major in marriage and family ministry and Spanish. And ironically, October 29th, 2017, I've been here before. But get to that. So, someone had told me that I was going to be standing here 3 weeks before my graduation, or about a month before my graduation, and talking about how God is great, and just talking about how I live for Him, I would say you have the wrong person, because I didn't plan on living past the age of 18. I'll start at the beginning. I was introduced to church at a young age. I had been told how to say you're a Christian, but I was never taught how to be a Christian, what that looked like. So I thought in fifth grade, when I followed my friends' decisions to get saved and then later get baptized, that the dunk in the water and salvation was all I needed to do, that it was just a one-time thing, and that was all it is. But I was wrong. In seventh grade, I had been introduced to my what mental illness was. I had began cutting, and I was diagnosed with depression at the age of 12. And then I didn't understand what it was. I didn't understand why I felt everything intensely and why I was different from other people. And I didn't see why I had to live for God when I felt like He didn't do anything for me. And then my eyes were open, November 26th of 2011. And when I slid for 30 feet and I free fell 50 feet off of a cliff, I realized that at the age of 13, it didn't matter. Death didn't discriminate. It wasn't matter how old you were. So I realized, okay, maybe I should start living for God, because death is real and heaven and hell is real. But it was just a thought. Nothing changed. Still lived my life the way I did. And then high school came. Still had a roller coaster relationship with God. I did whatever I wanted to. And then I'd ask God to forgive me. And that was it. I thought that since I didn't party, didn't drink, didn't do drugs, that I was clean. That was okay. But I realized that relationship with God isn't just words, it's actions. And I realized that after I'd hit rock bottom. So as I stated, 3 weeks before graduation, I had overdosed, and it was my first suicide attempt. I ran from my problems, and I thought that that was the only option. And I did this two more times in the year of 2016. And when I gave my testimony last year, it's actually the year anniversary of my last suicide attempt. And I stated all this, that God, even though through all my brokenness, God chose to make a beautiful story of how God will pursue you even when you don't pursue Him. And all He does is just wait for you to surrender to Him. He is a patient and a loving God, and you can never run too far from the grace of God. Then a year after my second overdose, I was pouring into little kids about how God is good and how He is merciful and everything. And if there's anything that I want to leave you with, is that you can never do too much wrong to have God quit loving you. And you can never run too far from God's grace. You can never run too far from God's love. And if you think that you've hit rock bottom and there's no hope, God wants to show you that He's the rock at the bottom, and that there is a reason that you're alive and you're worthy of life. And God sent His Son, Jesus, to die for you so you could live for Him. And thank y'all for having me and giving me the opportunity to share my story.
Thank you. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
To see.